Welcome to the 90 Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. Last Friday, here in the U.S., we lost one of our great leaders, George Bush. And I read an article in the Wall Street Journal that Dan Quayle had written, and he had talked about the kind of man George Bush was. And three words that he used were honorable, decent, and capable. And I think about what we have here. You know, we live on this planet for a finite amount of time. You know, if you're lucky, you make it 70 years or 80 years. And in George Bush's case, he lived into his 90s. And then you have your legacy. What are you leaving behind? And what wisdom did you impart to other people who admired you? And hopefully you had some admirers. And in his case, he really did. You know, here's a man that was, you could describe as being very, very competent, right? He was great at, he knew the job he was walking into. He took the time to get good at this job. He didn't just jump into it from another part of life somewhere. You know, he was the head of the CIA. He was a two-term vice president, and then he got himself into the White House. And when we talk about a decent human being, he was the kind of guy that would never gloat. And that was in the article as well. He was honorable. And there, that meaning he had not only good intentions, but, you know, his word was his bond. And in terms of being capable, again, you know, he was a good leader. He was decisive, calm, measured. I mean, more words from Dan Quayle, who was as close to him as anyone. And, you know, the other thing I thought was interesting is in the article, it said that he never answered opposition with petulance or heavy-handedness. He was a class act. And I think we all have something we can take away from this man. To be honorable, to be decent, to be capable. Those are traits that we should all aspire to. Politics here in the U.S. has become a very mean and nasty business. It's people doing anything at any cost to tear down others, to do anything they can to negatively impact their reputation. But it goes just beyond politics. If you look at the world of social media and what people do to each other and say to each other, where is all this nastiness coming from? As we reflect on the man who was George Bush and the legacy that he left behind, we see the perfect example of what it means to have integrity. While you're here on this planet, you have your reputation to uphold. And once you leave the planet, you have your legacy. The question you have to ask yourself is, are you that person that's honorable? Are you a decent human being? And are you capable at whatever you've done? Now is a good time to take inventory on those things for you. And at the same time, maybe we should hold both ourselves and our leaders to higher standards. In the end, our future depends on it. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there, they can click on other links to iTunes or Stitcher where they can pull on the show. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth, and in through your nose, and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me later this week for another episode of the 90 Second Navigator, but for today, look in the mirror and ask yourself, do you feel as though you're an honorable, decent, and capable person? And if you're not up to the standards where you'd like to be, there's no better time than now to do something about it.